From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Pentagon chief calls for more U.S. boots on the ground in the fight against Islamic State. Speaking Friday at a special session at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter called for continued U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State. The defense secretary said the United States and its allies have targeted Mosul in Iraq and Raqqa in Syria as their early objectives.
We have a very specific plan, and if you think about it in World War II newsreel terms, you know, and arrows on maps, you should be thinking of an arrow going to Mosul, capturing Mosul, and an arrow going to Raqqa in Syria and capturing Raqqa, the so-called capital.
Carter said that U.S. forces on the ground will enable local forces and remain focused on an advise and assent mission. The defense secretary said that he will be meeting with several of his counterparts in 2 weeks and that many countries are not doing enough in the war against Islamic State. The United States is urging world powers and corporations to expand efforts to help those affected by the global refugee crisis. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has details.
Focusing on the plight of refugees, Secretary of State Kerry recalled the image of a young Syrian boy who drowned as his family was trying to reach Greece. He urged world leaders attending the forum in the picturesque Swiss Alps to support efforts to double the global number of refugees who are resettled. He said the U.S. appeal would culminate with a refugee summit hosted by President Barack Obama during the UN General Assembly.
That's State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins reporting from the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden rebuked Turkey on Friday for its crackdown on freedom of expression. The vice president told civil society representatives in Istanbul that the Turkish government is not setting the right example with its imprisonment of journalists and investigation of academics who have criticized the government's campaign against Turkey's Kurdish-dominated southeastern sector.
But when the media are intimidated or imprisoned for critical reporting, when internet freedom is curtailed and social media sites like YouTube or Twitter are shut down, that's not the kind of example that needs to be set in the region.
Biden told reporters before the meeting that the more Turkey succeeds, the stronger the message sent to the entire Middle East and parts of the world who are only beginning to grapple with what he called the notion of freedom. He said Washington wants Ankara to set a strong example for the Middle East of what he called a vibrant democracy looks like. Many Facebook users in China and Iran might be able to access the world's largest social network on their smartphones without fear of surveillance. That's thanks to a software adjustment that links them to an anonymizer that hides their location and identity. Facebook's app for smartphones that use the Android system has the new feature. It links Facebook to the Tor project, which allows users to circumvent censorship and effectively shield their privacy. Apple's iPhones, which use a different operating system, cannot link to Tor, and no counterpart to the Android app is expected. People in the U.S. Mid-Atlantic region are hunkering down for a massive winter storm that is expected to dump near record amounts of snow and create crippling blizzard conditions as it moves up the East Coast. Forecasters say the storm could bury the U.S. Capitol in more than 60 centimeters of snow. Muriel Bowser is Washington, D.C.'s mayor.
The snow we anticipate is wet and heavy, which means we can expect to see downed trees and power lines.
Dangerous winds and coastal flooding are also expected. The aviation website FlightAware.com says more than 3,300 flights have been canceled. The storm is expected to intensify overnight, and snow will continue until late Saturday. Stocks regained some of the ground they've lost this month with a rally on Wall Street Friday. Bets on more European Central Bank stimulus, together with higher oil prices, lifted Wall Street shares for a second straight day. The Dow was up 1.3%, while the S&P 500 rose more than 2%. The NASDAQ rose more than 2.75%. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.